Hey, folks, as we approach another critical election, a wave of concern washes over America. Recent studies reveal that an astonishing 56% of our fellow citizens report feelings of anxiety or dread about the upcoming presidential election. That's why I stand with AMAC. AMAC is more than a senior discount organization. During these challenging times, they fight for common sense and hope that our nation returns to traditional American values. Visit amac.us/justnews today to seize an exclusive election year special, a four-year AMAC membership for just $30. That's right, you heard me right, 4 years for 30 bucks. As an AMAC member, you're not only enjoying money-saving benefits, but also the AMAC magazine, free Social Security and Medicare advice, a trusted voice in Washington, and a community of like-minded patriots who love this great nation. Take advantage of this election year special, 4 years for $30, and be part of the solution over the next 4 years. By becoming an AMAC member, you're strengthening a movement dedicated to preserving the principles we hold dear in this great country. Join now at amac.us/justnews. That's amac.us/justnews. Hello, America, and happy Monday. We got a good show for you today. I know it is the solar eclipse day, and a lot of people have been watching as the sun gets blocked out by the moon for a period of time in some places in its entirety, and other places like here in Washington, just partially. But I think there's a bigger eclipse going on, and that is the eclipse of the promises that House Republicans made 2 years ago when they asked to be put in charge of Congress. They aren't delivering, and another one of those promises, FISA reform, the end of warrantless spying, may actually fall victim to Mike Johnson's maneuverings once again. Now, just let that sit in for a second. Warrantless spying could be approved again by a Republican Congress like it was in prior years. That's something they promised wouldn't happen. They promised significant and real change. And right now, they're not delivering that. The bill that would have required warrants for targeting of Americans' information, by the way, it left for emergency circumstances when the FBI didn't have time to get one, a warrant. But in general, created a process of warrant spying. It did not get put on the House floor. Instead, the other bill, the bill that the FBI prefers, the one pushed by the House Intelligence Committee Chairman Mike Turner, that is going to get a vote this week. We have the perfect guest to referee what's going on. Andy Biggs, congressman from Arizona, was the author of the bill that would have ended warrantless spying in most cases on Americans. He's going to try to get some amendments on the floor to try to change that bill. We'll see what he has to say about the state of that bill and the missed opportunity. But that is a big eclipse, an eclipse of the many promises that Republicans made when they asked for the keys to run Congress. Remember what they said, cut the budget, regular order, close the border, and FISA abuses. They're going to be 0 for 4 after this vote this week. That is a pretty extraordinary record for Americans to digest, and it's going to make it harder for House Republicans to run for Congress in the next election or to make the case that they belong in charge of Congress, given what they didn't accomplish in this congressional session. All right. Also today, he is one of the rising stars of the Republican Party in Missouri. State Senator Bill Eigel is running for governor. He's not afraid to call out his own Republican Party for its big spending ways, not in Washington, but in Jefferson City. He had an amendment last week that passed, or 2 weeks ago, that passed to ban all sales of Missouri farmland to foreign countries like China. That was a big win. He's leading an effort to ban ESG, environmental social governance policies, and investment firms, to make gold and silver the legal tender, to ban forced CBDCs, pass constitutional amendment to also limit state income taxes. That's a lot. And he wants to get rid of local property taxes. All of that is playing out in his state. State Senator Bill Eigel will be our second guest in today's show. We're two really great guests on this Eclipse Monday. That's the last eclipse until the 2040s. So we're not going to have another one until about two decades from now. But like I said, the bigger eclipse that people might feel more consequential are all the promises, all of the opportunities that House Republicans failed to deliver for the people who sent them to run Congress. That is going to be a big debate as we go through the rest of this year. And I think a lot of people will ultimately raise some pretty significant questions about it. All right. One quick note before we go to commercial break. We've got a brand new member of the Just the News John Solomon Reports family, Genesis Gold Group. They are out there giving you opportunities to diversify in a very unstable marketplace. Anyone who's watching the economic indicators, it's confusing, right? It feels like there's a house of cards out there. You want to allocate, at least the experts tell me, you want to allocate a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver, hedge your bets, right? You can do that with a tax-free rollover, and you can safeguard your holdings from these turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. I like that. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide. How do you do that? Call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time. The number is 800-200. If you don't want to spell out gold, it's 4625. 800-200-4625. Or visit a Genesis Gold Group at genesisgoldgroup.com. All right, folks, we're going to take that quick commercial break. We'll be right back with Congressman Andy Biggs on the front lines of the big FISA debate Wednesday. He'll give you the latest right after these messages. Folks, let's face it. As you get older, after a night with drinks, you don't bounce back the next day like you used to. Thanks to ZBiotics, you don't have to make the choice of having a great night or a great day. ZBiotics pre-alcohol prebiotic drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink alcohol, it gets converted into a toxic byproduct in your gut. It's this byproduct, not the dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. ZBiotics produces an enzyme to break this product down. Just remember to make ZBiotics your first drink of the night. Drink responsibly, and of course, you're going to feel your best tomorrow. So go to ZBiotics.com/JustNews to get 15% off your first order when you use the Just News promo code at checkout. Once again, ZBiotics is backed with a 100% money-back guarantee. So if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they're going to refund your money. No questions asked. Remember to head to ZBiotics.com/JustNews and use that promo code JustNews at checkout for 15% off your order. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and also for letting us have a good time. Hey, folks, John Solomon here from John Solomon Reports. I'm proud to be on the iHeartRadio app every day with my podcast, with the news that we bring, the exclusive interviews. And you know what else is great? You can listen to any iHeartRadio station anywhere in the country inside this free app. I used to listen to all sorts of radio on my AM or FM radio. Today, I don't have time to be in the car that often. You know where I listen? I listen on the iHeartRadio app. It's awesome. And they have some really cool new features, unlike anything else in the market. One of them is called Talk Back Mic. Anytime I have something to say, I tap the mic and send my voice message and then listen to hear my voice on one of my favorite shows. Isn't that cool? You can send a message to your favorite disc jockey, your favorite podcast show host. So be sure to download the iHeart app radio. If you don't have it right now, the iHeart Radio app is a winner. Be sure to download the free iHeart Radio app today and start streaming your favorite radio stations, your favorite podcasts, and your favorite music playlists right from the iHeart Radio app. All right, folks, welcome back from the commercial break. So lucky to be joined by this next guest. He's on the forefront of forging what would have been and could be the most meaningful FISA reform in the history of the United States. Congressman Andy Biggs from the great state of Arizona joins us now. Congressman, great to have you on the show.
Thanks, John. Good to be with you.
We come back from Easter break. There's a vote on FISA, but it's the Intelligence Committee's bill, not the one that would actually require warrants for Americans. That doesn't mean the fight's over, though. My understanding is you and others are going to work hard through amendments, maybe to try to get the right provisions in this bill.
Yeah, we're trying to. The Speaker originally promised us that we would get a vote on the warrant amendment. We originally were also told that there'd be several other amendments, things like a MIKI reform, full reform, and also this the database, the Fourth Amendment's Not for Sale Act, which is the data broker pull that law enforcement tries to go through.
Do you feel like you will get those votes? Do you think the Speaker will live up to his promise?
No, I don't think so. I think what he's going to do is he's going to basically tell us that we are out of luck I'm afraid. I think he might let us have a warrants amendment fight, but there's not even a guarantee of that right now.
Wow. And it's important to point, your bill actually had a lot of Democrat support in addition to the folks like Jim Jordan, yourself, a lot of Republicans. So it had bipartisan support, correct?
That's correct. It had bipartisan and bicameral support. So it was similar to the Wyden-Lee bill in the Senate. We had Jerry Nadler, Jayapal, Zoe Lofgren, Ted Lieu. Just a whole host of Democrats that you would never think would come on to something that I was sponsoring, but they were all there with us.
Yeah, well, I think people are realizing the government's ability to pry into our lives without a warrant has gotten pretty extensive. The other bill, just the differences between your bill and that bill, it basically renews the powers generally as they are. Are there any improvements in that other bill that you see?
Well, the only thing that the bill really does otherwise, and they're going to tell you that they've got 50 some odd reforms and everything, but most of those reforms are internal reforms that the FBI has made and they're supposed to be adhering to. But you know what? They've ostensibly made those types of reforms in the past. So they're going to claim that they're codifying some of these reforms that the FBI had there. So it's going to be very modest, very incremental, and quite frankly, it's going to be who's watching the hen house. It's going to be the FBI still watching the hen house.
Yeah, and that's where the problems all began back in Russia for collusion. Even before that, there were warning signs. There is the national security establishment working hard. In the last month, they've worked the media, they've worked the Hill, they've worked everybody they can think of. One of the arguments they make is, getting a warrant for an American would actually jeopardize national security. Do you believe that?
No, I don't. In fact, they for a lot of reasons, but let's just consider one of the most telling things is that the watchdog, there's a civil rights group that's within FISA, the FISA statute itself, that watches over to determine whether people's civil rights are abrogated or not. They themselves have said, with the warrant requirement, with the exceptions that we put in there, which, by the way, track the normal Fourth Amendment exceptions to a search and seizure, they said that there will be no delay in getting warrants. So
this is the PCLOB, right? The Privacy and Civil Liberties Oversight Board?
Yeah. That's right. That's right. And so but what you need to know is that Speaker Johnson has set up a meeting to bring in the NSA, CIA, FBI, you name it. They're all going to come in, DOD, and they're going to sit there and say, oh, yeah, if you don't give us this, if you give us the warrant requirement, the blood will be on your hands. And the reality is, if there are exigent circumstances, just like in a normal Fourth Amendment, the canon of law around that, like if you're going in, you're chasing somebody, you hear that something's going on in there, you can tell, you can go in and search, you can conduct a seizure to save life and those types of things. That is what we have in the warrant requirement. It would have those same exact exceptions that you have in all warrants. And so I would just tell you, it's amazing to me that we, in this time, we see the arrogation of power to the center again, and they don't want to do anything about it. John, they just simply.
The House Republicans were put in charge to disrupt the status quo, and instead, the current speaker, I think, has put the city on status quo steady drive. It's pretty remarkable right now. Let me switch to another one that is clearly tied into this. Obviously, the border security, a lot of people increasingly warning of just how many bad people are in this country. Any sign, any signal that Republicans can muster anything in terms of reform, or is the real opportunity now to pressure the president to use the powers he's always had to fix this?
Well, you're not going to see, in my opinion, the speaker said we're going to die in this hill. Looks like we're just going to die because he's not fighting that fight. And so we could try to leverage something
Maybe it's a supplemental, but nobody wants to give him a supplemental for Ukraine. But to actually enforce the law, as you say, that he already has the authority to enforce, those powers are already there. And but I got to make this tie-in to the Pfizer reform, if I can. What you see is, with that Pfizer reform, you're seeing the intelligence community. They're all coming in saying, "Yeah, well, with all the bad people coming in and stuff, we've got some real problems." I just don't think you get to open up the border and scare everybody, you know, bring in all these bad people, and then say, "Look, if we can't surveil Americans, all these bad people that we have brought in on our own are going to be a danger and a threat to us." It just doesn't get to where you can't manipulate that the way they're trying to manipulate that.
Yeah, no, it really is remarkable. And the amount of lobbying, they say federal government agencies aren't supposed to lobby. They lobby, and they're lobbying hard on this one right now. I want to turn to one other thing. You mentioned the Ukraine supplemental. There seems to be some evolving thought on it, maybe moving some of this to loans, moving, reclaiming some Russian monies, if there are any, to put here. Does this ultimately get through? There probably is enough bipartisan support to give Joe Biden what he wants, correct?
Yeah, unfortunately, I think that you're going to see, they'll probably try to do that on suspension vote. You'll probably get a plurality of Republicans joined overwhelmingly with the majority Democrats to do that. That's what I think is going to happen. I mean, again, we get to this weird place where you're going to continue to give money to Ukraine, who was victimized by an attack on Russia, and then you're going to hamstring Israel, which was attacked by Hamas, and you're going to put all kinds of constraints on Israel to prevent them from being able to accomplish what it is they need to accomplish.
Yeah, it is a head scratcher. Looking out over the horizon, I think people look at this 2 years of Republican rule and they see the hard work people like you've done. You're actually doing what you told the American people you were going to get done, but the leadership has repeatedly foiled and failed to deliver on the very commitment they made. I mean, this was written by Kevin McCarthy and the leadership a while ago. What is the long-term implications of this? Does the Republican Party divide into two? Is there a leadership fight this year? Is it next year? Do you try to get President Trump elected and then rewire the whole system? What do you think is the ultimate solution for getting those very important conservative goals that a majority of Americans voted for just 2 years ago?
Well, I mean, we're going to have to keep fighting people say, well, I don't know why you guys always fight within the party. Well, we fight within the party because, you know, you got people that say they're going to do what I'm trying to do, and then they thwart us at every turn. So we're seeing some stuff that we haven't ever seen before. You're seeing members of the House, of the more moderate wing, are now endorsing and raising money against the conservative wing. So they're trying to take that back. And what we really need to do is we actually need to get more conservatives in so that when Donald Trump is elected president, he can do what he says he wants to do. And that's to govern as a kind of a populist conservative America firster. And it is really up in the air. It is not just as the country at an inflection point, and actually, quite frankly, an existential crisis. I think the party itself set an inflection point.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. There was a story out of Arizona, because you obviously some of the big decisions about what conservatives might be in Congress next year rest in Arizona, some very important races, both in the Senate and in the House. There was a report today confirmed, I guess, by officials that there's an ongoing review of signatures that were gathered for a Libertarian congressional candidate's petition. I know signature matching and signatures have been a big issue in Arizona. I guess signs are that this system still isn't as perfect as some of people like to try to portray it.
Well, when you're doing the petition signatures in Arizona, we have a robust process to get those looked at closely. It's kind of odd. You have a better process for the pre-election signatures than you do post-election signatures, which is which is odd. So, they're going to be looking at signatures. Then after you look at them, you get to go into court, and the court will then look at them and determine whether you get to get on the ballot or not. Now, the presumption is that the signatures are good, and the burden is on you trying to keep them out. And so, but it's an interesting process. I've watched it up close and personal for many years. And quite frankly, it's a better process, like I say, than the actual post-election.
On election day, right? Yeah. Isn't that an irony? Yeah. Really, really, really interesting. Congressman, it's always an honor. I know you're working hard, and this is a very big inconsequential week in Washington. Always great to have your insights before a big week starts. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me, John. Appreciate it.
Great honor, sir. Thank you. All right, folks, don't go anywhere. Missouri State Senator Bill Igel, a guy who's running for governor, not afraid to call out his own Republican Party for its big spending ways. He'll be up next, right after these messages. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you, because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000, or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you, because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000, or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews. All right, folks, welcome back from the commercial break. A lot of interesting things going on in the Show Me State, Missouri. A lot of eyes on that race. There's a big governor's race next year, sort of an establishment candidate, and Jay Ashcroft, the son of the former U.S. Attorney General John Ashcroft, and a rising star in Missouri. He's currently a state senator from St. Charles County, Bill Igel, and he joins us right now. Senator, great to have you on the show.
Hey, John, thanks for having me.
You are doing an awful lot. You're really at the center of, I think, the big debate in Missouri, which is what sort of Republican Party, what sort of conservative movement is going to be in Missouri for the next quarter century, next generation or two. Very big differences between you and a Jay Ashcroft, and some of those differences playing out in the legislature right now. Tell us a little bit about the spending battles and other big battles that are playing out in the legislature that I think probably prelude this race.
Yeah, so great point. Great place to start. And I would first say that, you know, I think Missourians right now are looking for a fighter at the state level that's really going to shake up some of the status quo, some of the swampiness of our capital city, Jefferson City, in much the same way as we're seeing the country right now look for that fighter at the national level in a figure like Donald J. Trump. And
for me, I've always been the guy during my time in the state Senate as a business owner. I've always been that fighter. I've always been one that kind of cuts against the grain of the established norms of the elite class. And now our message down in Jefferson City, as I've been working with part of the Freedom Caucus that we've recently formed down there, is doing things that are great for Missouri, but not necessarily so great for the empowered and the special interests in Jefferson City. So, you know, you mentioned the budget. You know, the budget, the spending in Missouri has gotten so far out of control that this year our current governor, who's ostensibly a Republican, actually recommended a budget that is not even balanced anymore. So he's recommending billions of dollars more in spending than what we expect to take in revenue. So we've really seen a lurch to the left on fiscal matters, and it's been up to guys like myself and a few others in the Missouri State Senate to try to put the brakes on all this spending. So as I'm traveling the state, Missourians are really frustrated that they elect all these supermajorities of Republicans to Jefferson City, because we actually send more Republicans to our capital city than most other big red states, and yet we're not doing the big red things that we're seeing happening around the country. So we need a fighter at all levels in Missouri, and folks are really responding to that message.
There is a big moment now, because the House just reduced about, I think, $2 billion from Governor Parson's spending plan. So big spending Republican. The House takes the first crack at it. Now it goes to the Senate, correct?
That's correct. And so the Senate, it's going to be up to a few of us fiscal conservatives to really hold the line in the Senate. And really, to give you an idea of how big our spending problem is, John, just in the past five years, our governor, Governor Parson, has increased spending more in those 5 years than all the Democratic governors combined going back to the founding of the state of Missouri.
Isn't that amazing?
So We don't just have a high spending Republican in the governor's mansion right now. We've got a higher spending Republican than all the Democrats combined. So this is a big problem in the state of Missouri. And while we've been raising all that spending and wasting all that money, we haven't been cutting the tax burden. We haven't been cutting income taxes to take our place alongside the Tennessees or the Texases of this country. We haven't been getting rid of property taxes. You know, I'm tired of waking up in the morning and I see, you know, just a couple months ago, Texas passed one of the largest property tax cuts in American history. Well, Missouri ought to be leading the country, but to do that, we're going to have a fighter that's going to kick over the apple carts of all those folks down in Jefferson City. I'm going to be that guy.
Yeah, and this is one of the great untold stories. Missouri's become a big spending state, and you think, oh, Missouri's conservative, it's okay. It's not right now. It's been spending lots of money under Governor Parsons, and it's really interesting to watch. There's another very important battle going on, and I think it mirrors what some of the debates that are going on in Washington right now. About a month ago, there was some undercover video footage of Planned Parenthood apparently helping a minor maybe get an abortion. That raised a lot of concerns, but there's a bigger issue where the legislature may actually end taxpayer funding for Planned Parenthood. Tell us about that and where you stand on it.
Yeah, so I have consistently said that taxpayer money should not be going towards funding any abortions anywhere. Obviously, I'm pro-life. I believe all life is precious, and I'm going to protect that life. But I think that there is a vast consensus in Missouri and other states that definitely agree that public funding should not be going towards abortion. So we've been trying to get this put into state law for the past few years. And it's not just the Democrats we have to fight on this issue. It's actually some Republicans that are hesitant about doing that. So we've been pushing this in the Missouri Senate this year. And actually, earlier this session, we actually ground the Missouri Senate to a complete halt in its business until we passed a bill that was going to help not only defund Planned Parenthood, but kind of protect our Constitution from the abortionists coming back in, trying to put abortion back into our Constitution. The leadership of the Missouri Senate got so angry at the members of the Freedom Caucus that were doing this that they stripped us of our chairmanships and they took away our parking spots. Because the level of pettiness that's going on in our building has reached such a level that the public agrees. The public agrees with the Freedom Caucus. They came after our leadership. They're with us. They want to defund Planned Parenthood. But, you know, we have to kind of fight against these headwinds of the establishment in Jefferson City. But it's not going to silence us.
That's pretty darn amazing. Really, it shows you how petty these fights can ultimately become. Now, you've thrown your hat in the ring for governor, obviously, going up against one of the more famous namesakes of Missouri, the son of John Ashcroft, Jay Ashcroft, the Secretary of State. Tell us a little bit about the differences between you. I think already there are very clear ones just emerging in this legislative session. But what are some of the big differences between you and he?
You know, the biggest difference is that, and you mentioned this, John, he's the establishment pick. It's a well-known name. He's got very high name ID, but he wants to do business kind of the same way Missouri has been doing business, more spending, more government. It's sort of this moderate Republican versus my message, which is a bold message of reform and change in government, a mass reduction in the size of government, a reduction in the tax burden that's really suffocating Missouri and making Missouri unattractive versus some of the other big red states. I'm the guy that has really made a habit of making that swamp down there in Jefferson City uncomfortable. I'm the fighter that doesn't worry about the slings and arrows that are going to come my way when I do something bold, because it's what the people want and what the people need in this state, versus trying to appeal to really a Jefferson City elite political class that hates me for it. You know, there's a lot of similarities between my message and that of President Trump. You know, President Trump, who is reviled in Washington, D.C., but loved around the country, we're seeing that same dynamic play out in Jefferson City for me and the people of the state for the same reasons. People want a fighter. People want to know that when the campaign season is over, you're going to stand up and do what you promised. We're going to cut this burden. We're cutting government. We're going to lead this nation. I want one day the Ron DeSantis's of this country are going to wake up. They're going to turn their TV on from other states and say, wow, how can we be more like the Missouri? How can we be more like the Show Me State? That's the future I'm thinking about for Missouri.
Yeah. And in your legislative actions, you have a very clear record of what you stand for. Just 2 weeks ago, I think it was, maybe 3 weeks now, two to 3 weeks ago, the Senate passed your amendment to ban all sales of Missouri farmland to foreign countries, particularly China, where there's been a lot of aggressive buying up of U.S. farmland. Big win for the people of Missouri, a good model for other states in the country.
Yeah. So it's amazing that there would be anybody out there resisting something like that. And yet it took us several years to get that passed out of the Missouri Senate. It's over in the House of Representatives right now. And we're calling on them to do the right thing and stop the sale of Missouri farmland to foreign countries, all foreign countries. You know, Jay Ashcroft is out there with a plan that would allow, out of 195 countries on the planet, Jay Ashcroft's okay with about 188 of them buying up our farmland. I think the number ought to be zero countries ought to be buying our farmland. I think Missouri ought to be owned by Missourians, or at least Americans. So I don't know how this became controversial in the first place, but here we are. So we got that done, and I think that that is a great way to demonstrate that we're looking out not just for our farmers, but for the food supply that we all need, we all rely on. We're going to be bold about protecting the property rights of our citizens.
It's pretty important. Another issue that's hit Missouri hard, obviously the fentanyl crisis, really the border crisis. It's so much bigger than just fentanyl, although fentanyl is a big, hard-hitting one. A lot of interesting debates in Missouri. Where do you think Missouri will come down in terms of enforcing the law and keeping illegals either in jail or deported?
Well, and this is another thing that's frustrating for me, because Governor Parson hasn't done anything. He's allowed our urban centers in St. Louis City and Kansas City to continue to descend into chaos, which is opening the door for illegal immigration, the fentanyl trade, the human trafficking trade. Everybody's pretty aware that Joe Biden opened up the border a few years ago when he got into the White House, and it's been a total disaster since. I'm the only candidate for governor that has called for a complete deportation of everybody who's in the state of Missouri illegally. On my first day in office, I'm going to declare an invasion under Article 4 of our state constitution, which is going to empower our National Guard, our Highway Patrol, and every sheriff in this state to detain people who are here illegally and deport them outside the borders of our state. And I've got to be, you know, I'm going to use some of those extra dollars down in Jefferson City to buy a fleet of buses. And I've said repeatedly, if I got to drive the buses myself, we're going to take care of the illegal immigration problem in the state. I filed legislation that would make it a state crime to be here illegal. And I think that this is just really identifying the direction that the states are having to go when they're betrayed by the Joe Bidens of this country. I also happen to think, just for the record, that I'm going to have a great partner in this fight come next year when Donald Trump's back in the White House, and we're going to work great together as a team. But You know, we're going to continue to defend the sovereignty of the state. We're going to work with our adjacent states like Texas to help them out. But we're going to be bold about protecting our citizens from the flood of criminal activity coming in through our urban areas.
Yeah, that's what people, they're asking for action and they keep watching and all they see is inaction. It really is frustrating to them, whether it's Missouri or Washington. I mean, Washington has the same problem right now. Senator, I want to talk about one last thing. We're a week away from tax day. Everybody ends up taking stock of how much of their hard-earned income goes to governments from the national government all the way down to local government. You have come out recently against property taxes, basically ending property taxes, which would give people really significant relief. What's been the reaction to that, and how would you pull that off in Missouri? Obviously, you'd have to readjust budgets a lot of places, but that's a real opportunity, isn't it?
Yeah, so I've said this many, many times before, that all the problems we face in our state and in our country, both of them, have nothing to do with government not getting enough of your cash somewhere, right? The federal government, you know, the problem is not that we're not sacrificing enough. The same with the state government and our local government. In fact, it's just the opposite. Government is so big and is taking so much from us that it's suffocating and stagnating our national economy and our state level economy. So you're right. We're going to cut the tax burden. And yes, that means we're going to have to start trimming down these bloated budgets that we're seeing at the state level and the national level. The Missouri budget has doubled just in the past 5 years. They've got a heck of a lot of room that we can cut out the waste and the abuse going on for the grift of the swamp that is benefiting from all these dollars being spent. And when we do that, which is going to get a lot of gnashing of teeth in our state capital and maybe our national capital, but when we do that, that is going to unleash the free market that this country was founded on in the first place. And I think that we're going to be very happy with the economic results soon as a result of the kind of policies I'm talking about, which is reducing property taxes, eliminating income taxes. Missouri is going to be a leader in these United States. We're going to hear about Missouri as the center of economic growth because folks will find opportunity in Missouri that they're not finding elsewhere. That is when you know that we have reached our calling to be a leader in these United States. I'm excited to get started. Let's cut some government.
Yeah, that's what people are asking for. They look at that tax bill like, can I have a little bit of this money back? I work hard for this. And they've just not seen it in Washington or really many Republican states either. There's a few, but Missouri would be quite the model. Senator, for people who want to get involved with your campaign or want to get involved with the new Missouri Freedom Caucus, what's the best way to follow your work and get engaged?
Best way, check out my website, BillEigel.com. We've got a lot of updates, all our news updates, our events, our platform of cutting government. The big news update for me this weekend is I got elected as an elector for Donald J. Trump in the state of Missouri. So that was exciting. So go to BillEigel.com. Check it out. We've had tens of thousands of people sign up to be a part of the team. Let's go Missouri.
Yeah, that's going to be a big one. You also have a really wonderful Twitter presence. A lot of great ideas there. I'm always keeping an eye on that. At Bill Eigel. That's pretty easy to remember, right?
We want to keep it simple.
That's the best way to do it. Senator, what a great honor to have you on. We're going to be watching this race. I think it's one of the marquee races in 2024. And I think actually one of the ones that are going to really be the bellwether of what sort of party, the Republican Party, the conservative movement is going to be for the next generation. We'll be watching closely. And thanks for joining us.
Thanks, John. We'll talk soon.
You as well, sir. Thank you. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back after these messages. Folks, everyone knows the next medical crisis is just around the corner. Whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something much more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's what we learned from this last pandemic, right? That's where the Wellness Company comes in. You know the Wellness Company. We have their great doctors like Dr. Peter McCullough on all the time on our shows. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust, and the new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy, and most importantly, prepared. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. The medical emergency kit provides a guidebook to aid in the safe use of all of these life-saving medications, so you know what you're doing. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID and even the bioweapon like the plague, the Wellness Company's medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, and antiparasitics on hand to keep you and your family safe from whatever the globalists throw your way. Go to www.twchealth/justnews today in order. That's twc.health/justnews and use the promo code justnews to save 10%. You know what, folks? Stress may be why you can't lose weight. If you've got moderate to high stress like I do, a doctor-formulated weight loss supplement called Lean could be your solution. Chronic stress wreaks havoc on blood sugar, which can cause your body to store excess fat. Stress can also slow your metabolism, which fuels weight gain, and you know all about stress eating and sugar cravings, right? Now the good news. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to help maintain healthy blood sugar levels, help optimize metabolism, and keep your appetite under control. Now, if your life is a bit stressful like mine and you want to lose weight, add Lean to your healthy diet and exercise lifestyle. Now get 15% off and free shipping at takelean.com. That's takelean.com and enter the promo code JustNews15. That's the promo code JustNews15 at takelean.com. One more time, takelean.com. Statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and it's not a substitute or alternative for care from a healthcare provider. All right, folks, that wraps up another edition of John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News. So grateful you could join us today. And of course, a big thank you to Congressman Andy Biggs and Missouri State Senator and now Missouri GOP gubernatorial candidate Bill Eigel. Two great guests, two guys running against the grain. If you notice, as you know, Andy Biggs is one of the founders of the original Freedom Caucus in Congress. And now Bill Eigel is one of the creators of the Freedom Caucus in the Missouri legislature. There's a trend line there. These are disruptors, guys that are willing to do what it takes to get things fixed, even if it means bucking some members of their own party. Another thing you can do, by the way, a big thank you to Andy Biggs, like I said, and to the state senator. You want to buck the trends, right? How about buck this trend? The market is so unstable. One of the great ideas that many financial advisors say, diversify. One way you can do that is allocate some of your retirement funds into a physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover from my good friends at Genesis Gold Group, one of our newest partners. I'm so excited. Remember, you can call them today at 800-200-GOLD, 800-200-GOLD, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. All right, that wraps up today's edition of John Solomon Reports. We'll be back tomorrow with another edition. Until then, God bless you and have a great night.
Can't pay the IRS? Haven't filed in a while? Receiving threatening letters? Yeah, it's about to get worse. The IRS is hiring an army of agents targeting hardworking Americans like you. You need warriors on your side. You need Tax Network USA. Tax Network USA employs brilliant strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. For instance, they've discovered a limited-time special offer that the IRS is willing to waive $1 billion in penalties. Find out if you qualify before it's too late. Never call the IRS alone. Let Tax Network USA attorneys handle it. They have preferred direct lines to the IRS. They know which agents to work with and which to avoid. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts and offer a best-in-class guarantee. Schedule your free consultation now. Call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000. Or visit taxnetworkusa.com/Victor. TaxNetworkUSA.com/Victor.
You know what, folks? Stress may be why you can't lose weight. If you've got moderate to high stress like I do, a doctor-formulated weight loss supplement called Lean could be your solution. Chronic stress wreaks havoc on blood sugar, which can cause your body to store excess fat. Stress can also slow your metabolism, which fuels weight gain, and you know all about stress eating and sugar cravings, right? Now the good news. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to help maintain healthy blood sugar levels, help optimize metabolism, and keep your appetite under control. Now, if your life is a bit stressful like mine and you want to lose weight, add Lean to your healthy diet and exercise lifestyle. Now get 15% off and free shipping at takelean.com. That's takelean.com and enter the promo code JustNews15. That's the promo code JustNews15 at takelean.com. One more time, takelean.com. Statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and it's not a substitute or alternative for care from a healthcare provider.